Hello, welcome to the Poor Child's Radio Show. Featuring exclusively the Crow Dasher chart. Thanks to Steve and Barry for the last couple of hours. Thank you, gentlemen. Fantastic stuff. Definitely featuring very heavily on the old gothic and indie style tonight, so enjoy. And of course, B-side of Saz competition continues apace alongside David Bowie Deathmatch, exclusively on the Poor Child's Radio Show.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam, jam, high, jam, jam, jam. This is jam, jam, high. Jam, jam.
two of the all-time greats there. Transmission by Joy Division. And prior to that, kicking off the show, is Breed by Nirvana. Right, let's check out the top 10 this very week, 40 years ago, and 1985. At number 10, it's Up. Sisters are definitely doing it for themselves. Eurythmics and Aretha. At number 9, a brand new entry for Queen and One Vision. Up, Stairway to Heaven by Fire Corporation. At number 7, it's Trapped by Colonel Abrams. At number 6, Something About You for Level 42. Up the charts is Don't Break My Heart by UB40. At number 9, it's Down for Nikita and Elton. Take on Me, Aha, down to number 3. At number 2, also down, thankfully, is A Power of Love by Jennifer Rush. And brand new at number 1 is A Good Heart by Fergal Sharkey. But I'm not going to play any of them. I'm going back to playing Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere.
1985.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not.
And no, there's no dubious editing on this show, executive producer Steve.
What we want.
Obviously not. Talking Heads. This week at number 12 in the charts. I only recently found out that David Byrne, lead singer of Talking Heads, was originally British, or still is British. I think he's from Scotland and moved over to America with his family as a child. So I never knew that. So perhaps we can claim him as a great British band, perhaps. Right, let's check out the album charts this week, also in 1985. Number 10 this week in the album charts is Down for Out Now! ! By Various Artists. And number 9, unfortunately, is Down for Hounds of Love by Kate Bush. At number 8, perhaps in line for the Christmas market, is a singles collection by Spandau. At number 7, for some reason, it's brand new entry for Jennifer Rush. By Jennifer Rush. And number 6, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. Number 5, Once Upon a Time by Simple Minds. And number 4, it's Down for ZZ Top and Afterburner. And number 3, a brand new entry for Ice on Fire by Elton. And number 2, it's Down Love Songs by Mr. George Benson. And number 1 this week is Promise by Sade. I'm not going to play any of those. I'm going to play a curio. This is brand new at number 21. Is The Power of Classical Rock. Has such tunes as Hello by Lionel Richie and Drive by The Cars, etc., etc. But this is a very interesting version of Two Tribes and Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
1985.
Well, I've never heard anything quite like that before, but I think it was pretty good stuff there by the London Symphony Orchestra. There is something about them playing a song that's a little bit naughty, all these highbrow, serious classical musicians playing something a little bit grungy, a little bit seedy by Liverpool's finest Frankie Goes to Hollywood there, of course. And that's what we were buying in the album charts in 1985. Anyway, importantly, the rising star of the station, who else but Miss Alice Bray, has sent in several requests for the same song, which I've got queued up here for her. And this is Sid Valley, especially for the wonderful Alice Bray. And she's got her very own jingle, you know. And straight after this, we have Beside Ourselves Competition.
Where the cliffs meet the sea, a story unfolds. Red rocks whisper secrets, both young and old. Sid and Muth dreams in the Solace breeze, a valley of whispers, a song in the trees. Sid Valley Radio, play loud, play clear. Voices of the valley, they're the ones we hold near. From the coast to the hills, let the melodies flow. Sid and Muth calling where the heartstrings grow. The waves keep time, the cliffs harmonize. A song of the sea under Devon skies. Every voice, every tune, every story it tells. Sid and Muth's a song and we're under its spell. A Sid Muth's a song and we're under its spell. Fishermen hum tunes they don't know how. Morning gulls scream while the town hums low. Sid Muth's heartbeat, it's a steady glow. Sid Muth's a song. Turn the dial. Voices of the valley, they're the ones we hold near. From the coast to the hills, let the melodies flow. Sid and Muth calling where the heartstrings grow. The waves keep time, the cliffs harmonize. A song of the sea under Devon skies. Every voice, every tune, every story it tells. Sid and Muth's a song and we're under its spell. It's Sid and Muth's a song and we're under its spell.
That's Sid Valley by Untitled, a mystery artist. It sounds like the guy that did that Wellerman song. Is it Nathan Evans a few years ago? It sounds exactly like that. So maybe it's Nathan Evans who's done that just for us, just for Sid Valley. It's a brilliant choice. Thank you, Alice, for that indeed. Now we have coming up Beside Ourselves feature. This is a tricky one this week. You're going to have to pay attention very carefully. But it's a long 12-inch version of the song, so you've got quite a while to think about it. Very distinctive vocals coming up right now.
Beside ourselves. into the night. The sun's gone down now. Dark enclosing hood, it's goodbye, friend. Yes, I know you would have loved me if only you could. I've so much time now, I walk alone. I visit streets I once called home. And since I left, I won't go back to exchange broken-hearted feelings for all the love I lack. In this twilight, no one cares. The sun's gone down on Santa Fe. If I could choose to keep a part of heart unbroken, even if I lose, I'd hit the sack, but the sack hits back. I bite the hand, but the hand will slap. I write you a letter, the phone won't do. I never seem to come across how I've wanted to.
Purple Turtle is first off the mark and absolutely correct. Well done, sir. Has got it spot on. Correct artist and correct title. So, cluage going to be needed for you in a minute. But I really love that song. I used to have an arrangement from the age of about 11, 12 to 16. I would be carted off to London for a week in the summer holidays and stay with friends up there. And they had a pretty cool record collection. And I would buy a sort of 4 or 5 pack of TDK D90s and tape all the records I could from their record collection. That was part of the deal. And that was one of them. So I recorded the A side and the B side. You have to guess the A side of the tune. It is a beautiful a British artist of the early to mid 80s. Anyway, as per tradition, I'm going to play last week's song. A lot of you were trying to guess. This is Dream to Sleep by H2O, which was last week's A-side.
Someone glimpsed across a dance floor, not going home and loving in doorways, a room to remember who to meet in. Secrets and through your head and not through your mouth. Else when, anywhere, sharing a sunrise. I've never been a silhouette before. To the sound of young Americans, or am I still too young? A dream to sleep, a sleep to dream, a dream to sleep, a sleep to dream. Dancing together, tangled emotions, flashing, you turn your face away. Silent persuasion, I reshape my future and I'll never be the same again. I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream, I dream. Sleep to dream. glimpsed across a dance floor. But going home and loving in your ways, a room to remember who it's in it. Secrets in through your heads and out through your mouth. A dream to sleep, a sleep to dream, a dream to sleep, a sleep to dream. Dream to sleep, a sleep to dream, a dream to sleep, a sleep to dream, a dream.
Dream to Sleep, H2O. And as we're on the tune of the sort of B-side yourselves, I'm thinking about this artiste, and another clue to give you before the David Bowie Deathmatch. This person or artist wasn't a one-hit wonder, but was a sort of two-hit wonder. It had one massive top 10 hit and one top 20 hit, and from then onwards it was the law of diminishing returns, unfortunately. But the top 10 hit is a bit of a banger. I enjoy it. I think it's a great tune, and I'm going to play it for you next week. So keep those guesses coming into the studio, 07565 825 041. Now it's time for David Bowie Deathmatch. Only is it a very exciting David Bowie deathmatch, but it is only the quarterfinals already. Going to fight to the very death for the right to get through to semi-finals. The tension is starting to mount. In one corner, swaggering in from a hard-won victory over Changes, we've got the sensational Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
7. 6.
Commencing
5,
countdown, engines on.
3. 2.
Check ignition
1,
and may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
We have one iconic and groundbreaking tune to the other. Up next, competing for the right to appear in the semi-finals against Space Oddity is Ashes to Ashes, and lots of debate about whether it's actually David Bowie's mother in the video, Peggy Jones. Apparently it isn't really. Somebody has written on Quora, no, it's not actually his mother. It's a metaphor, really. It's a pop video the most expensive video ever made, with a cast of extras, models and new romantic liggers from the nascent post-punk blitz kid scene. So now you know, now you know. Anyway, who's going to win out of Ashes to Ashes versus Space Oddity? Let's check out this brilliant tune. This is Ashes to Ashes. Two classics, two characters, two absolute giants. Only one can get through. Which one is it going to be?
It's true.
They got a message from the Action Man.
I'm happy. Hope you're happy too.
I've loved all of needed love.
Saw the details fall away.
The shrieking when nothing is killing. Just pictures of trap girls and synthesis. And I ain't got no money.
Tremendous songs there. And unfortunately, I've got no glamorous assistant to help me out this week, so I'm doing it solo. So I've got here the results, which I've taken from an envelope which was handed to me by Glamorous Glenda earlier before she had to go out and help out with the Exa fan club, who are apparently trying to sort out the problem of Exeter City. If there is a problem with Exeter City, they are on the case. So, I can reveal it is a definite result. The panel of experts have voted for one song, and the great British public have voted for the same song. I can confirm it is perhaps a bit of a dark horse to win the whole darn thing, it is, of course, Ashes to Ashes. Congratulations to Ashes to Ashes and commiserations to Space Oddity. Better luck next time, if there is a next time indeed. So the next tune has been sent in by executive producer Steve, has asked for Interpol and Evil. So I want you to think about an evil person that you obviously detest and conjure them to mind when you hear this tune.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release. On trial.
Interpol and Evil. Right, just before we get on to Crow Dashachar, I'm going to give you a further clue for our B-side of Sales competition. So we sort of establish it's a British bloke with two top 20 hits, mid to early 80s. I think his biggest hit was 85. And he was the lead singer at one point of Duran Duran. Anyway, let's check out Crow Dashachar. I cannot wait. Right, I'm going to play you the highest new entry, do a chart countdown, and then play this week's number one. What a great loss single that is. That's what I love about the Crow Dashachar. It's all these brilliant singles, a lot of which I've never heard of, but they are absolutely brilliant. That was a band, War Train, formed in 1982 as the Renegades and changed their name because somebody else called the Renegades from San Francisco. And executive producer Steve is back in the game with the correct artist and the correct title for the cluage coming up for those of you still guessing. Anyway, let's check out this week's Crow Dasher top 10. Number 10. don't forget to check out Crow Dasher YouTube channel, subscribe to that, and also check it out on Facebook. Where you can listen to your favorite songs and help contribute towards this wonderful chart. Right, number 10 this week, Down for Tarantula by This Mortal Coil. And number 9, brand new entry, Black Planet, Sisters of Mercy. And number 8, it's up 3 places for A Strange Day by The Cure. And number 7, a brand new entry, Please About That, for Giving Ground, The Sisterhood. And number 6, Sickle Moon Extended 12-inch by Axmo Deutschland. And number 5, a brand new entry, Between the Lines by Dance Macabre. And number 4, also a brand new entry, Quizzozi by Cocteau Twins. And number 3, a brand new entry, also No Promises, Dance Mix 12-inch version by Ice House. And number 2, the highest brand new entry, you just heard it, Oh Do You by Wire Train, and it continues its reign at number 1, well deserved. This is Second Chance by Karen Dash.
As the rain beats against my door, I keep on hearing something more. Yes, as the rain beats against my door, I keep on hearing something more.
Give me a second shot.
Always makes me laugh, that end bit. That is superb. That second chance at this week's number one by Karen Dash. Stay tuned next week to find out if it's going to hold its own at number one, or is there going to be a brand new breaker knocking it off the top slot? There's rumours it could be a brand new entry at number one next week. Anyway, let's check out Karen Dash. I was looking online about them. They're from Mid-Sussex, as we have established, I think, in previous weeks. And interestingly, it's Paul Bonham on drums. I wonder if that's any relation to John Bonham. And also, I didn't realise that Second Chance is a double A-side with She's a Comedienne, which maybe we'll hear in future weeks. You never know. Anyway, let's check out the Breakers, possibly going to knock that one off number one slot, coming up now. First up, we have Memories by Public Image Limited, and Steve Rowe of Sidmouth fame went to see his all-time idol this week, John Lydon, and there's tremendous photos, and I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where he chatted to the great man himself. They had an interesting conversation, and then there was a performance afterwards, and it looked absolutely brilliant. And Mr. Rowe is there in the front row singing along to Is It Rise, singing every single word off by heart, and exactly the tone of voice and the intonation is spot on. So if you want some pure top quality entertainment, then you need to check that out on the old Facebook page. Anyway, he has chosen Memories. Hopefully he's going to break into next week's Quote Dasher chart. This is Public Image Limited. good to hear him going with so much passion and so much life and so much energy. And John Lydon was quite good as well, wasn't he? Anyway, let's check out the next breaker. This is chosen by John Hiscox. This is sort of perennial favourite of the Crowl Dasher sort of celebrity status. This is one of the favourite bands, I think. This is Dead Can Dance, and this is the wonderful Ulysses, chosen by John Hiscox. Apparently, no adjectives could do this justice. So I won't even bother.
Oh,
Absolutely stunning. I'm going to check out the whole album. To my sort of eternal shame, I've never listened to The Serpent's Egg. I've got 3 Dead Can Dance CDs, so that's not one of them. I'm going to have to check it out. I can see where they turned from sort of goth band to more sort of maybe eclectic. And maybe you could even argue more ethereal or even spiritual band. Sounding a bit pretentious now, but it definitely changed around that sort of time, sort of late 80s, and sort of metamorphosized into the Aeon album. But I'm going to check out the earlier stuff as well, because that is superb stuff. So thank you guys for suggesting that. Hopefully it will do really well and get a high new entry in next week's chart. Let's check out the other potential breakers. We've got Skyline, Second Layer, The Beauty of Poison TV mix by Specimen, Screaming Drowning by Rhett Korea, New Sides by Projecto Azul, Yesterday Again by Ghost Dance, and Like Christabel by The Screaming Marionettes, Chosen by Jim Peters. And this is my suggestion for next week's chart. It is Shivers by The Boys Next Door. It is an early incarnation of Nick Cave's Birthday Parties, one of the first songs they ever did from way back in 1979. I think it's one of their best. This is Shivers by The Boys Next Door.
But I keep a poker face, so
Time to Call the Lawyers. So these are two songs which sound suspiciously like each other. And I'm going to sort of subtitle this Call the Lawyers, Songs That Sound Like Chicago, Part 2. So I'm going to play a minute's introduction into 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago, and you have to determine if the next song rips it off. Simple as that. Here we go again, part 2. Right, this is the song which is alleged to have ripped off Chicago. Check it out. Did it rip it off, or is it just an innocent coincidence? You be the judge.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross cops in my mind. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. We're on my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what's the verdict? If somebody from Green Day is listening, it's just my personal opinion and not the opinion of the station. So please don't sue us for $1 billion or something. This means it's time for Marshall Cavendish's classic album time. So this builds week by week to the complete compendium of the classic album. And this is Grange Hill, the cast and the crew from the 1986 version. You know, the one with Zamo, probably Stu Pott, Claire, the rest of them, and of course, Roland. This is Just So You Know, and I've got a classic top tip from Viz Magazine via executive producer Steve to read out straight after this lovely tune.
To greed, calling me your main man, you didn't really understand. After all you did to me, expected me to shake your hand. No, no.
Chill Crew and Just Say No, of course. We're going to continue a pop theme in a minute because they're back. A brand new single entitled Dynamite by Hecut 100, no less. But executive producer Steve has got a witty anecdote for me to read out. Viz top tip. Old unwanted telephone directories make ideal address books. Simply cross out the names and addresses of all the people you don't know.
Get a good sleep tonight. Circling sunlight.
Beat number there. It's got a good groove and you can dance to it as well. Anyway, before we get to the power play section of the show, we have final cluage for you. So it's a beautiful British artist, two hits, was lead singer of Duran Duran, and final cluage, he was named after a nickname of a famous Belgian cartoon.
Watch the sun as it crawls across a final time.
That's Raymond Newman and her version of the Nine Inch Nails Deep Cut. This is for the Exa Fan Club. We'll be right back. What a band to bookend the show with. The second song in was Transmission by Joy Division. The second song from the end is Dead Souls by Joy Division. What a superb band they were. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry to say, it's almost all over. That's the bad news. But the good news is we're going to do it all over again next week. And as we haven't had a themed show for a long time, I'm thinking about doing the theme of the City of London. So send in all your London suggestions to the big show. And if you check out the Facebook page, I may, with permission from executive producer Steve, put some videos and photos of Steve meeting John Lydon this week. Great fun as always. Thank you, Sidmouth, wherever you are. Goodbye, and Nanu Nanu, thanks for your brilliant contributions. See you next time. Bye.